Mr. President, my question, if you can.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 19th? Senator from the 19th, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, it's been an interesting day. Obviously, I'm new here to the Senate, and so I don't know what's normal and what's not, although I've heard from some of my colleagues around us that this is a bit abnormal for this year. But, you know, the rules of the Senate are kind of meant to tie things up.
I think what you're seeing is the new normal, Senator.
So if I've heard you obviously speak a lot this year, but I don't know that I know a whole lot about you as an individual. We're 34 senators, and we try to do our best to build relationships and try to get to know each other the best that we can. So you're from St. Joe, correct?
Yes, Senator, and you're from Boone.
I'm from Boone, Columbia. I was born in Joplin. I'm trying to get the president to do a birthplace of Caleb Rodden sign outside Joplin. He hasn't.
You broke the rules of the Senate.
Hasn't gone there yet.
He hasn't gaveled you yet, though.
I appreciate that. And you are a doc.
I'm a family physician.
Family physician. And then you, I think I've heard that you also own some sort of Med Mal.
No, actually, I don't own it.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
I'm just
a part of it.
Just part of it.
So,
by the way, that company is owned by the people it insures.
Guys,
it's formed under the
383. Correct. Yeah. Okay. So, you mentioned a couple things that were of interest to me. One, I was actually listening to the reciprocity rule, and it's an interesting concept. I was also listening to your summary of the ongoing investigation with what were the names of the companies? I don't know them. The transportation,
right?
Way station. And I thought that was interesting. I didn't know anything about that. Didn't anything about those companies.
Just read the Post Dispatch.
Yeah, I did. It's obviously certainly an interesting debate. They both sides of that issue have lobbyists, right?
I don't know. I imagine they do.
Yeah, I would assume they do. And then also, I would assume, maybe, I don't know if this to be true, is your company large enough to need a lobbyist to help navigate the craziness that is the General Assembly?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, so your company at this time doesn't have a lobbyist, okay. So I was just curious that when I read the Post-Dispatch article, I'm genuinely curious about that issue, and you didn't know it. I didn't know anything about the companies, didn't know anything about the players, didn't know anything about the lobbyists that were involved. And so I looked and found a list of individuals for both sides. And then I also found that the lobbyists for DriveWise, which is one of the other companies, is a lobbyist for a number of companies, obviously. one of which, I believe, is Missouri Doctors Mutual Insurance Company in St. Joseph. Is that correct?
State your point, Senator. Are you saying that, are you trying to imply that because of the fact that the company with which I worked has retained a lobbyist in the past,
but you just
and
said
that very same lobbyist also represents the company that is involved in the DriveWise.
But you just said that your company doesn't currently retain a
lobbyist.
There's
some problem.
Does your company?
Are you alleging that there's a problem there?
Does your company currently retain the lobbyist or not?
No.
Okay. Even though that lobbyist membership is still active?
Well, that's up to the lobbyists whether they list somebody or not.
It's also, so there's also something that, as I was doing research, stumbled upon a Post-Dispatch article from 2016 that's called Lawmakers Bunking with Lobbyists. show more cozy connections in capital. And as you know, I share your sentiment that we need serious ethics reform in this chamber. It's the reason why I was the sponsor of the revolving door that got watered down last year, but passed, and have been the sponsor previously of gift ban legislation.
Let's see, did you read that article, by the way? The lobbyist with which you're talking reported on the Ethics Committee website that he rents a room to both myself and my chief of staff. Is that what you're about to say? Because that is there for you to go and look it up.
And that lobbyist, coincidentally, is the one that lobbies for your company.
Right. And when you develop relationships with people, then you do get information from them. That's a fact.
How'd you become familiar with the DriveWise issue?
How did I become familiar? By the information was brought to me by my friend, the lobbyist. Much as it occurs with any issue around here.
Well, I'm not a roommate with a lobbyist.
Is there some problem? Do you think that, are you trying to imply that in some way, because this information came to me by virtue of a guy who rents a room to me, and is a friend and who represents my company from time to time, that there's an impropriety there? What would be that impropriety, Senator?
Well, I mean,
how could I personally benefit from any such thing?
Well,
are you raising the issue? Go
I would certainly think that.
Does it cast doubt upon my integrity?
Remind me what the rule of reciprocity is.
No, I've been talking about it. You tell me. What is it that you are trying to imply? Seriously, Senator, you're standing there. You're divulging facts that are public. What is the point?
So, in a scenario where an individual employs a lobbyist and then files a bill on behalf of another client of the lobbyist.
No, wait a second.
Is also
if I employ a lobbyist, Am I receiving a gift?
Is there a possibility that the rules of reciprocity that you have so eloquently spoken about would be relevant in the issue that I just described?
That I would file a bill when I see an obvious episode of corruption going on? Yes.
Three senators stand. Senator from Green, one from Mr. Rogers.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we've heard a number of things today, and I rise to make this introduction partly to give us a little bit of pause and to think about what we're doing. We're never going to agree with one another. We're never going to agree with all of the words that another member speaks. But I would hope that we could refrain from impugning the character of one another. And my introduction, Mr. President, is Daniel Boone on your left and my right, who is sitting in the judgment tree there. And I, Mr. President, as much as I am concerned about the issues, the general issues that we're hearing about, I would just point out that none of us should sit in judgment of one another, whether it is a House member that you heard about earlier, or one of our own, and I would admonish the body to just look at that picture and consider the fact that we have a long history in this state of working things out, and look at the way they did that. It looks orderly to me, and it looks respectful there at the judgment tree for the slick. And I would just ask that we give, you know, we have, 12, 15 days left of this legislative session. I don't like what is going on, but we, rather than sit in judgment of one another, whether it's one of our own or one of the members of the other chamber or one of any of the leaders in state government, I would just respectfully ask that we consider our history and consider the people that we're actually here to serve, and let's get our thoughts and our focus back on them. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're glad to have Daniel Boone today. Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, tell me, who brought to you the idea for the most recent bill that you filed, and did you receive a campaign contribution from that entity? I'm just asking. And the reason that I'm asking, Senator, is that when I pay my rent to Richard McIntosh, I give him a check, he gives me the room, that is the gift, and that is the payment. And it's perfectly legal, meet, and right. And when he works for the company, which is Missouri Doctors Mutual Insurance Company, he gives us his lobbying services, and we write the check. And that is the transaction. And when he brings to me the case of one of his clients who is a clear example of corruption, and I offer a bill, I am getting nothing in return, nor is he giving me anything in return. And if you are going to stand there and accuse me of doing something illegal or immoral or unethical, then I'm going to start looking at every single one of your bills and see if that entity gave you a campaign contribution. Are you ready to accept that?
Sure.
Okay. Then this interrogation is over.
Three senators standing, Senator McCall, first you're up.
No further business coming before the body. I move we stand adjourned until Monday.